Hey everybody, I'm Connor, that's Doug, and get your glow sticks and energy drinks because today we're going clubbing.
Connor, we're not talking about clubbing, we're talking about clubs, like after school clubs at schools, so we can keep the glow sticks, but let's lose the energy drinks. Today we're going to be talking with Rocky Ridge Elementary's principal extraordinaire Renee Beatty, and we will talk about school clubs and a whole lot more. But before we get to that, Connor, were you involved in any clubs when you were a youngin'?
Oh yeah, I actually was. It was in high school. We met on Saturdays. There was, if I remember right, there's about five or six of us. There's the Brain, an athlete, the basket case, princess, even criminal. It was really cool.
It was, because that's the plot to the 1985 John Hughes classic, The Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah.
Did you forget about it? You're not supposed to do that.
Well, okay, I guess I wasn't in a club then, and that makes sense because I'm a big fan of Groucho Marx's quote, "I refuse to join any club that would have me as a member." What about you, young Douglas? Any clubs in your high school days?
No, the closest I came to was I was in orchestra. After school, I would head home and listen to my Aerosmith and Van Halen CDs and try to teach myself how to play guitar. I wouldn't necessarily call that a club, but if you could go back in time and create a club for your young self, Connor, what would you choose?
Yeah, if I was going to start a club, it'd be called the Turkey Club, and we would we'd make sandwiches, meatball sandwiches probably. But what about you, Doug?
I don't know if I'm going to beat that answer, so I might just let it be. Connor, you went over to Rocky Ridge Elementary and talked to Principal Renee Beatty, and you started the conversation by asking her about some of the new clubs that they have out there at Rocky Ridge. Let's hear about that.
Joining us today is Rocky Ridge Elementary School Principal Renee Beatty. And Renee, you recently spoke at a school board meeting about creating a sense of belonging at your school through the use of clubs. So to kick things off, can you tell me a little bit about your running club and the D&D club in particular?
Absolutely. So we'll start with D&D Club. That was one that was started actually last year by one of our fifth grade teachers and one of our paras here. And they noticed we had a lot of students with some interest in role-playing games. So that's what D&D is. It's a tabletop role-playing game where they use dice and kind of the game a chance to create stories. And really, it's only limited by their imagination. So that really interests a lot of students. And as we're seeking to create that sense of belonging, we're also looking at what are all the different interests that our students have. Because while some students are really interested in more the tabletop role-playing games, we have other students that's just not quite their thing. So we looked at a Girls on the Run Club, and there's an organization that goes with it. And we just said, what else can we do to help interest our other students who have other varieties of interests? And honestly, staff as well. We have staff who's really excited to get that started as well. So that's a new club that's just getting off the ground, just to incorporate more student interest into the school.
Yeah, those clubs are really amazing. Such a great way for kids to spend some extra time at school. You also talked about social-emotional learning and a drop in minor behaviors. So first, what are minor behaviors and what kind of work have you guys been doing to make sure you see less of them?
So minor behaviors kind of refer to that category, that low-level behavior, low intensity, oftentimes just those little behaviors that staff deal with on a pretty regular basis. But they can become more patterns of behavior and can be more pervasive if we're not very intentional about that. So we work really hard here at Rocky Ridge to stay focused on our tier one expectations and teaching and reteaching those behaviors again and again to support students, and then balancing that with that social emotional learning piece and helping with self-regulation skills and problem solving skills. And by doing that combination, we've really been able to support our students in successfully meeting those expectations.
So this is your second year leading Rocky Ridge. In your first, you called a year of learning. Following that, years of great growth. So tell me about your first year here. What was it like being the new principal at a school?
Being a new principal is a bit like learning to swim. You've got to figure out the right strokes quite quickly to keep your head above water. But once you figure that out, it's just about really starting to build those strong relationships with staff and learning everybody's ins and outs and what makes them tick, learning the community and their families, and just really being ready to ask a lot of great, genuine questions and being ready to listen to what people have to offer, because people around here have a lot of great knowledge and a lot of things to offer.
So no one starts out in education as the principal. I imagine you started out as a teacher or a para maybe. Can you tell us a little bit about what got you into education in the first place?
I've always wanted to be in education. I was the kid who was always playing school with anybody who would join me. And I remember my mom from a young age talking about when I'm a teacher. And then as I got older, when I'm a principal. And I've always had that encouragement and that passion and that energy and just desire to be in education.
Can you take us a little bit through your roles that you've had in education and maybe something that you got from each of those that you bring with you?
Yeah, I started as a teacher at Cedar Crest Middle School. I've been in Bethel my entire career. This is a great place to be, and I don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon. And so I started at Cedar Crest as a middle school math and science teacher. And then I had the opportunity to teach at Cougar Mountain doing the same thing. And then from there, I just felt like I was ready for another step, another challenge. And so I sought the opportunity to be the district's secondary mathematics TOSA. And so I did that for a few years and again went, all right, what's next for me? How can I continue to have that impact and continue to grow my skills? And that's when I decided to go into administration. And I had the opportunity to work with Christoph Green out as the AA out at Pioneer Valley. And he was an amazing mentor for me and kind of sealed my fate as my career in administration. And so then I was back at Cedar Crest as an assistant principal. And now I had the opportunity to be here at Rocky Ridge as the principal.
Yeah, what a journey. So in that presentation you gave to the school board, you talked a bit about a portrait of a graduate, yet you are an elementary school principal. Can you tell me about what the connection there is?
Yeah, there's definitely a big connection that in elementary school, we're laying that foundation. So the portrait of the graduate really helps to define those skills that students need to have developed by the time they graduate to be successful. And let's be honest, a world, we don't know what it's going to be. We haven't imagined that world yet. We don't know what careers are going to be out there at that time. So starting to develop those skills early in elementary school, so every level beyond us can build on those, is a critical step in growing all of our students.
Absolutely. And the equity team at your school is also doing some amazing things. With the help of equity specialist Michael Dwyer, how are you bringing equity into the classroom here at Rocky Ridge?
Yeah, together, we've been really working on what they call the both and lenses. And it's really a dualistic way of thinking and thinking about how are we asset based in what we do and the way that we approach things. And so when we're thinking about bringing equity in our classrooms, yes, there's some specific strategies we might take a look at or other opportunities like that. But really what we're thinking is how do we have that both and mindset? And it doesn't always have to be either or, but how are we working together to make sure we're asset-based for our students?
You're also doing some really cool stuff surrounding MTSS here at Rocky Ridge. Paraeducators are now part of the teacher's PLC planning conversations. Tell me about that connection and the work being done there.
First and foremost, we genuinely believe here at Rocky Ridge that all adults in the building are teachers, regardless of their title. And so we're just really seeking to take that to the next level, that we rely on our amazing paraeducators to provide services for specific groups of students and oftentimes our neediest students. And so they need to be part of these conversations at the ground level on why we're doing certain things for specific groups of students and then how we can do that together. So we are very lucky and we got a grant from OSPI this year to help support us in that work. And so we have been able to invite paraeducators into those PLT times that they normally wouldn't be here for. And they have just been an amazing part of those teams and they just have dove right in to that work.
Yeah, I love that. And a lot of people don't know how important our paras are here. And the schools couldn't function without paras. And it's so great to hear about you including them in that way. So all of our schools are unique. We love every single one of them. What's something you see here at Rocky Ridge and you smile and you say, okay, only at Rocky Ridge?
Yeah, the biggest thing that stands out to me is everyone's willingness to just jump in and help whenever needed. I've had the opportunity to work with some pretty amazing staff throughout my years in Bethel and in education, but Rocky Ridge really stands out as one of those ones that it truly is about the teamwork and we truly do it all together and we could not do it without one another. And there is never a shortage of people stepping up to help out whenever we need something.
Love it. Team Raccoons. Circling back to the top, we're talking about clubs. If you could create a club to join or lead, what would it be and why?
Well, we're just getting our running club going. So that's the next one. And after that, gosh, I'd really love to see some sort of coding club. So thinking about like the sense of belonging and student interest, we don't have anything like computer-based, technology-based, science-based like that. So bringing in something in that aspect, I think would be a great next step.
Absolutely. And I know just down the road at Cougar Mountain, they have a Girls Who Code club. So you'd be in good company and you'd be sending them down the road and actually even getting more of that. So hopefully you can pull that off. Well, Renee, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Really great interview. I love hearing from our school leaders about the innovative things they're doing to make the educational experience for our students the best that it can possibly be. That's going to do it for us, everybody.
Wait. Doug, you think I'm letting you off the hook that easy?
I was hoping.
Our listeners need to know.
They're a needy bunch.
Our listeners will not sleep tonight until they know what your imaginary club would be. So tell the good people so they can rest. Give them peace, Doug.
Well, I don't want anybody's insomnia on my conscience, so I guess I'll model my hypothetical club here after the Diogenes Club.
No, you mean the Greek philosopher.
Yes. Nice job, Dr. Google Fingers. Anyway, the Diogenes Club is actually from Sherlock Holmes. His brother Mycroft went to this club called the Diogenes Club. Sherlock would visit him from time to time. And in this club, it's this mahogany everywhere, leather chairs. The people there would just sit and read, and silence was enforced. You would get kicked out of the club if you spoke. That's the kind of club I think I'd like to head to right now.
Not bad. Not bad at all. It's elementary, my dear Douglas. Elementary.
Well, for more on elementary schools and high schools and middle schools, join us again next week.